Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
If you would turn in your Bibles this morning, the Acts of the Holy Ghost.
Oh, yes, sir.
Chapter 3. And I just want to read a couple of those same scriptures that were read earlier, just a couple of the verses. Start with verse 11 in chapter 3. It says, "And as the lame man which was healed hail Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, have glorified his son Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the Just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you." Hallelujah. I want to use just as a topic this morning on this Communion Sunday, I'm still hungry.
Right.
I'm still hungry. You know, I get up here every first Sunday and I stand behind this same sacred desk, and each Sunday we spread in front of what we call the communion table, or the table of the Lord. And I do my best to expound and try to find yet sometimes a deeper meaning of what communion is all about.
Right. We
try to explain so you'll understand communion in its fullest. And I don't know about you, but when you start digging into communion and what it all means, it's kind of like eating a full meal. You ever sit down and had a real good meal and you were full, but it just seemed like I just need something else.
Something else.
I don't know what it is. I can't put my... It might be something simple as a mint, but it's just you can't find it. You just search around. And I know me and my wife would do that, sitting around. Something. I don't even know what I... That's kind of what it is when we try to understand all the things of God. When we try to get them all. As a Sunday school lesson says, it's a mystery.
Yes.
But then the Lord makes it so simple.
Yeah.
He said, all you have to do is only believe.
Yes.
All things are possible if you can only believe that 11th verse there says, and as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering, trying to figure it out. You know the story that Peter and John had encountered the lame man, and the lame man was looking for something.
Yes.
I think Peter told him, he said, silver and gold have I none, but what I got out, I'll give you some.
Yes.
Stand up. So the people had seen this power.
Oh, yes.
Of Almighty God. They had seen it in action because they all knew this lame man. He had been there a long time and they all knew him, but all of a sudden he was running and leaping and
that's
right.
So when they encountered Peter and John, they came greatly wondering. They said it's something, but I don't quite get it yet. Let me go step back a minute. The common scripture you hear read on this day would read something like this. Comes from 1 Corinthians 11:23. It says, for I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup. When he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. But you see, when the scripture that I chose for the day was a bit different, because when the Spirit started moving on me, he showed me something that we too often do. We get too familiar sometimes with the same scripture. We get too familiar sometimes with the same picture, so that when we say, do this in remembrance of me, you start seeing. If you don't see it now, I bet you I can paint you a picture where you can see the cup and the loaf of bread. You see that? You've seen it so many times. When we start talking about communion, so that if you're not careful, when you start getting too familiar with the same concept, what you start doing is, when you say, remember me, you start remembering the cup and the bread, but not the significance behind it.
Yes, sir.
So this morning, it's the first thing that this communion service should do to us. It is a call to remember. And then we just need to consider, what are we called to remember? What is it that we should remember?
That's right.
Certainly not just the cup and the bread, because that then it kind of ends there. Verse 18 says, but those things which God before hath shown by the mouth of all his prophets, that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. Continue with me. You got your Bibles. Verse 19 says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive unto the times of restitution of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Here's what I want you to see right here in this verse 22. Say, for Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and all those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Here, let me see if I can explain it. Go to verse 26. It says, unto you first, God, having raised up his son, Jesus, sent him to bless you.
All right.
In turning away every one of your iniquities. Now, here's what I want you to see. If you can write your notes, it's, of course, you got a call to remember. Uh-huh. And you say, well, what are we to remember? There's two things I want you to put down. I want you to remember his blessings and remember his redemption. See, what Jesus has done for us by coming and being obedient to his Father, he's given us a chance to the tree of life.
Oh, yes.
Sent him to bless you. So this gives us, on this communion Sunday, one an opportunity to receive his blessings. An opportunity to receive his blessings. Mm-hmm. Corinthians says it like this. And make a note of this scripture, 1 Corinthians 10:16. It says, the cup of blessings which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, it is not the communion of the body of Christ. What we need to be seeing this morning is that more than this bread, more than this cup, what we need to actually see is Jesus Christ. Uh-huh. And you need to see him walking the earth. You need to see him taking your place, and you need to see him hanging on the cross, and you need to see him bleeding from his side, and you need to see him beating him all night. You need to see right. what they are doing, and you need to see that he did it
all right
for you and me.
Thank you, Jesus.
You see what he did for you, what he yes, did yes. for me. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And Peter and John said, so don't look at me, don't look up here at me as the preacher and
right.
as if I got something to give yes. you. That don't look to me because I don't have anything to give you, but right. Peter and John said, I know somebody.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I don't have anything that from me that you can take that's worth anything, but I can point you to somebody
yes, Yes, sir.
That's got something that all you have to do to take advantage of it is to believe.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He said, God sent his son to you. And instead of you reverencing him, you took him and murdered him and desired to release a murderer.
Come on. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. God. But he hung there on that cross.
Yes, yes.
Many say, well, why didn't he help himself? He could have, but he knew if he came down, then there would be no chance for you and I, so he hung there.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
For you and I, so that we would have a chance to experience the blessings.
Yes.
Of Almighty God.
Yes.
He sent him to bless you. Mm-hmm. And then this day gives us another opportunity to accept and appreciate his redemption. In other words, it gives us a chance to humble ourselves before Almighty God. Turning away every one of you from your iniquities. He came to clear you of your sin.
All right.
On this day, maybe somebody here that has gone through the last month sinless. Again, maybe not. So God gives us this opportunity this day to say, whatever you may have done by word, thought, or deed, I'm giving you a chance right now for redemption. I'll wipe it clean. I'll wipe it white as snow right here. All you got to do is come to this table earnestly. Only believing. And God says, I'll wipe your slate. I'll wipe your slate. If you can just believe. Hallelujah. Hebrews says it like this. 9:13. The blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean, sanctified to the purified of the flesh. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Purge your conscience. God gave me a word that is GODSENCE. Most of you pronounce it God sense. But when I was reading, I saw him talking about our conscience. I realized that if you can replace that conscience with a conscience. Conscience. You see what I'm trying to do there? And if we can replace it where we've got the mind of God operating us, that when we get ready to do something, our conscience will keep us from doing that. So you have this opportunity to be redeemed.
Yes.
You have this opportunity to be blessed.
Yes.
I'm not talking about next week or with a whole lot of what to do. I'm talking about right now. This day you've got the opportunity to be blessed and to be redeemed and to be renewed all by believing.
This day.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
And then, this day gives us yet another chance to share with the world that which we've received from the Lord. Mm-hmm. When you've been spending time with Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just something about spending time.
Yes.
With Jesus. Let me see if I can show you. If you got your Bibles there, turn over to Acts 4:13. It says that, now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. See, this communion gives us a chance to renew our relationship with the Lord and then to go out and share with the world what we've received from the Lord. And, yes. And if you truly come and spend some quality time, yes, with the Lord, then people will perceive that you've been with the Lord. You won't even have to open your mouth. It'll be just something in your step. It'll be something in your countenance. People will look at you and say, it's something different about you. You got a glower. It's something different about you. And they'll realize that I've been with the Lord. Share with you that which I have received from the Lord. Mm-hmm. I've been with the Lord. Hallelujah. But you know, in order for any disciple, that's then and now, to be an effective demonstration of the reality of the risen Savior, you got to live by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. If we would just let God have his way in us, instead of fighting, instead of trying to tell him how to do it and trying to maneuver him around, if we would just give ourselves over to the Lord and let the Holy Spirit guide and direct us, somebody could perceive that I've been with the Lord. And this joy I have, the world didn't give it to me. World can't take it away. It's something about it. When you've been with the Lord, it makes you different. It makes you walk different. It makes you talk different.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
Been with the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Bible goes on, it says, verse 4:14, says, beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves. And it goes on and says, of course, they said, we know that the man was healed, but if everybody else see what they did through the power of the Holy Ghost, we're going to have a mess on our hands.
Yes.
So they told him not to tell anybody. Said I won't go and tell nobody, but
I couldn't keep it
to myself. Said that, and they called, verse 18, so they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God,
all right,
judge ye. you be the Jews.
All right.
For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen
and heard.
And heard.
Mm-hmm. Glory.
Said I wasn't going to tell nobody.
But I couldn't.
But I couldn't keep it to myself. I said I wasn't going to shout. Sometimes I just be sitting home by myself and just get to, you ever been that way? You can't hardly sit still and you want to tell somebody about how good God has been.
Yes.
And all you got to do is believe.
Yes, just believe.
Only believe. All things are possible if you only
believe.
Remember, God gives you blessings. God gives you redemption. And you ought to tell somebody. I'm about ready to close here, but I want you to remember those 4 points, and I want to close coming from Matthew with a reminder that ye, Matthew 5:13, for those who are writing, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? Is it therefore good for nothing but to be cast out, to be trodden under a foot of man? Some of us Christians. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it on a bush, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all them that are in the house. Listen to this verse. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Here's all I want you to understand. If you've been with the Lord, when you've been with the Lord, you don't have to worry about running around showing anybody your light. Just don't cover it up.
Yes.
Just don't hide it, because the Lord will shine himself if you let the Lord shine through.
Oh, yes.
We run around sometimes blocking. Don't want anybody to see that I've been with the Lord, because they might ask me about it.
All right, now. Tell the
truth. Take advantage today. Take advantage today to lay all your heavy weight aside. Just ponder right now in your mind anything that might be blocking you from a perfect worship of Christ. Just put it on the table right now. Don't let this moment pass you by. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. This Communion Sunday, when we come to remember Christ, don't let it pass you by. Blessings are available to you. Redemption is available to you.
Yes.
All you got to do is believe.
That's right.
Healing.
Hallelujah, God.
If you can believe,
yes, sir, God,
then you can receive.
Amen.
Don't let this opportunity get past you today. When you're given this opportunity, this day, lay it all before the Master and say, I yield. I yield. I give myself to thee. Renew me.
Yes, God.
Fill me with your Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name.
Come to Jesus. Come.
Are you still just a little bit hungry?
Jesus.
If you're still just a little bit hungry, when you come to this table, get your feet. Know that whatever you need is at the table.